This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's all over. The Israeli military says it has completed its air attacks on Iran. Announced about 3 hours ago, Israel says it targeted military sites in retaliation for attacks by Iran and the militant groups it supports. The U.S. says it was not involved. Sources tell ABC News that Chinese government hackers have targeted cell phones connected with both major presidential campaigns. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
U.S. officials have been warning for weeks as we get closer to Election Day that China, Russia, and Iran have stepped up their efforts to hack. That appears to be the case.
Vice President Kamala Harris criticizing former President Trump for repeating that migrants entering illegally has made America a garbage can. Harris says she'll sign a bipartisan border security bill that Trump helped kill because he wanted to run on the issue. A deadly outbreak of E. coli tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has expanded. At least 75 people sick. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines suing the cybersecurity software company that crippled the airline in July.
When CrowdStrike put out a faulty update, Windows machines around the world became inoperable. Delta Airlines was hit especially hard with its systems going down and canceled flights around the world. Now Delta is suing CrowdStrike for that computer outage, saying it was due to grossly negligent acts and that CrowdStrike took shortcuts. Delta estimates it lost over $500 million as a result of the outage. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In a statement today, CrowdStrike said Delta's claims are based on disproven misinformation. The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch pleaded not guilty today to federal sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. An attorney for Michael Jeffries entered the plea on his behalf in Long Island, New York, in federal court. Prosecutors accuse him of luring men into sex parties with a promise of modeling for the clothing company. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A showdown for the Packers and Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans tomorrow at noon. I asked Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs at 5-1, just how good is this Texans team?
We viewing this as a playoff matchup. I mean, you know, that team over there, even though they're in the AFC, they have a really good team. I think that probably at the end of the year, they're probably going to finish, you know, top four in the AFC. So we viewing it as a playoff matchup, you know, see where we at right now and see where they at.
Former NFL linebacker D'Amico Ryans has turned around the Texans franchise in his first year as their head coach and talked about Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, watching the tape on Jordan Love, I think, you know, he's really very, very good quarterback. Talk about putting the ball where he wants it, like his pinpoint accuracy, like really good. It's got to be a big challenge. Everybody just has to maintain their focus, eye discipline, rush discipline.
That's Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Right now it's 36.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is the chief law enforcement officer for Multnomah County, Portland, broadly speaking, where I live, Michael Schmidt. Mike Schmidt, he's a progressive prosecutor. And Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
It was nice meeting you down in New Orleans at that at the radio conference. It was fascinating and enjoyed our meal together. Tell us about progressive prosecutors around the country. I found this story absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, well, for over a century, a long time, prosecutors have been using their discretion in office to go tough on crime. And they run on that, and they found a viable and winning political strategy. The tougher I am, the more likely I am to get elected. Recently, about in the last decade or so, some prosecutors said, you know what? If a prosecutor can use their discretion to be overly hard on crime, they can also use their discretion more like a scalpel, one that uses it for increasing public safety, but recognizes that we're the most incarcerated nation on earth, and we're not the safest nation on earth. So maybe we can learn some things and use our discretion, you know, more precisely to get better public safety results.
Right, and that's what you've been trying to do here in Portland, and I know other progressive, and I think it's important. I think this conversation is particularly important given that a progressive prosecutor is right now running for president, and in all probability, she will become our president. So you had your own struggle with this here in Portland. You had a fellow come in and say that you weren't tough on crime enough, and it knocked you out. What is happening to and you down in Los Angeles? It looks like the same thing is happening. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, the old framing of the issue is soft on crime, tough on crime. And, you know, look, it seems to be almost cultural in the United States that we just have this belief that the tougher that we are, that the longer the sentences are, the more safety we have. But Vice President Harris and George Gascon and other prosecutors have realized over the years that, you know what, yes, there's a time and a place to, you know, have long sentences depending on the crime. But we've also seen that that same exact discretion has been used against minority communities, black and brown people, and over-incarcerating, taking people out of their communities, especially men, especially fathers, taken out of their communities. They're no longer able to be there for long prison sentences, a lot of times for things like addiction, drug use, mental health challenges. So the progressive prosecutors realize that we can do things better and create more public safety.
So last week, a fellow a couple houses down from us found in a homeless guy in his backyard, had apparently been living there for a day or two, chased him off with a shotgun. We had somebody try to break into our house. This was 2 years ago, during the tail end of COVID, maybe 3 years ago. Must have been three. And, you know, the homelessness is a problem here in Portland. Stuff like this pops up. What do you say to people who say this is a problem of under-policing or of, you know, soft-on-crime prosecutors?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think, you know, that's an issue, right? I mean, it's scary to have somebody in your trying to break in your house, trying to come to your backyard. That's not acceptable, and that needs to be recognized and dealt with. And we have criminal laws for people that are criminally doing those things. But if the issue is mental health, if the issue is addiction, which in my view is a healthcare issue, then we need to be putting the resources towards helping those specific issues. And or whether it's houselessness and our lack of, you know, housing supply in our communities. So I think a lot of people, what has been successful by the right who wants to make this a soft on crime, tough on crime, is they want to convince people that the answer to all of our problems is more police and more prosecution. But we just know from decades of experience that that's not accurate. We need to get folks who need housing housed. We need people who have addiction. Oregon ranked like 49th in the country for access to treatment services for those who needed it. Bro. We need to change that, right? And so we're seeing the symptoms of these problems of low housing stock, high cost of living, not enough addiction and mental health services in our community. And that is producing some of these results, which, you know, are perfectly, you know, those are scary to people, you know, who are just trying to go about their lives. But the police and the prosecution, that's not going to solve these problems.
I don't know what your position was on the legalization of drugs here in Oregon. I was actually in favor of it. I was optimistic, hoping, you know, reflecting back on when England legalized heroin, actually. And saw, you know, a precipitous drop in deaths from heroin overdoses and crime, but they then recriminalized it, you know, and then here in Oregon we've recriminalized even hard drugs. I'm curious your thoughts on that, and I, you know, and I know again this was a topic that was kind of turned into a black and white thing and is being used now to beat up Oregon and people who were supporters of that.
Effort. Yeah. Yeah, I was a supporter of that effort. You know, I have seen, I've been in the criminal justice as an employee of the criminal justice system for over 15 years. I've seen how our drug laws are enforced. I mean, first of all, you look at the data and you can see that people of different races and ethnicities, we all use drugs at very similar rates, according to, you know, the national studies. But you look at who's being arrested and prosecuted for those, and it's wildly disparate. So that's problem number one. Problem number two I saw with our enforcement of the drug laws is even when we are arresting and prosecuting people for possessing drugs, and that's what the law was, the change in Oregon, low-level amount user quantities of possession of drugs, those people aren't getting into treatment. They're not getting help. And what we actually saw was high fail-to-appear rates and warrants going out into the system. So even if you believed in that punitive system, it wasn't working objectively. So I supported the decriminalization efforts. You know, I think there are lessons to be learned here from our experience. I still think that that is the right way to go. I think addiction is a health issue. I think treating addiction as like, well, we need to do that criminally because they might go on to steal cars or they might go on to do other things. We have laws against stealing cars. We have laws against, you know, breaking and entering and things of that nature. So the addiction part is the part that I think doesn't need to be criminalized because that just creates stigma and drives people underground so they don't deal with the very real health issues that they need to deal with. But I think the Oregon, what we did, one of the challenges was the open drug use after the decriminalization. And I think, you know, if we could go back in time, you know, I think just like you can't drink a beer on the sidewalk, you know, keeping intact laws against openly consuming drugs probably would have meant that the decriminalization efforts would still be going on today.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because that just looked bad when it got filmed by all the media. There are groups of conservative attorneys general. There's the Republican Attorneys General Association, which actually was really big in helping apparently organize January 6th. I believe that there's a nationwide group of Republican prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys like yourself. I mean, you're not a Republican and you're not, you're a progressive prosecuting attorney or district attorney. Tell us about I believe you told me that there's a group of progressive DAs around the country.
Yeah. There are kind of three major national organizations that broad buckets. And you can be a progressive in any one of these. You can be a conservative in these. But like broadly speaking, there's the NDAA, which is the more conservative tending of the national organizations. Then there's the APA, the Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. They would say, I would say, the more moderate, kind of in the middle. They work collaboratively with both sides. And then there's the FJP, which is the Fair and Just Prosecution side of the more progressive. I'm a member of both APA and FJP. It's a great resource for prosecutors. We get together. We share our challenges. When I'm reading the LA Times endorsement of George Gascon, and they're talking about all the challenges he's faced from rank and file prosecution, from police officers, as he's tried to change the system. I'm like, yep, I felt that here in Portland. Same thing here in Portland. You know, so when we get together, we get to share our shared challenges and also, you know, share things that worked. One of the things I did here in Portland was partner with our health and science university, OHSU, to study gun violence. Well, that's an idea I got from talking with the district attorney from Philadelphia and something that they were doing. So it gives us an opportunity to get together and tackle our shared issues and share good ideas.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. And what's your general sense about the future of progressive prosecutors in the country?
You know, I think we're really at an inflection point. The rhetoric from both political parties, quite frankly, is much more tough on crime. It's much more reminiscent of the 1990s, even though the research has moved on. Overwhelmingly, we know what works. Unfortunately, the political rhetoric seems to be bringing us back to some of those failed policies that we've seen in the past. So I think, you know, what I experienced in my election, what George is experiencing in his, we need to break out of this old framing of soft on crime, tough on crime. I mean, if I talk to voters, it's like, hey, do you want more safety? So do I. So does George. How can we do that? And I have programs here that get people into treatment courts. Their recidivism rates are 10 and 12% versus the recidivism rates of people coming out of prison that are 50%. So what would you rather have as a community, a program that has a 90% success rate after somebody completes it or a 50% success rate? I mean, these are no-brainer policies, but the framing of the issue, especially by the, you know, the current candidate, the GOP, running on tough on crime and how everybody's rapists and murderers running through these cities, it's just not accurate, but it does really taint people's perception. And so we need to break out of that old tough on crime, soft on crime framing because it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Mike Schmidt is the district attorney for Multnomah County, which is Portland area by and large, and just a great guy with a great future. Mike, thanks so much for dropping by today. I look forward to following your continuing adventures.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Great talking with you. Nice meeting you. We'll be back at 17 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Almaus Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Almaus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least three-quarters of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit fffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to fffrf.org/vote to text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and get a free issue of FFRS newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to fffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart, I'm reassured. I won't be swayed.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Hey, happy Freya's Day to us all, the goddess of love from Norway. Anyway, Tom, I want to call into existence a book. Maybe you know a book already exists, but so many of us people that support progressive ideas and Kamala cannot understand the supporters of Trump. Now, yesterday, Dean Odala said that half the story Trump is half the story, but the other half of the story is all these millions of people that cheer on this demented old criminal.
Yeah.
And we all of us that are progressive don't understand, and I hear it over and over, I don't understand how these people can support after all the stuff that comes out. I want to ask you, is there a book that exists that goes into a deep dive? Now, Bandy Lee, the Harvard professor, did a book with 27 psychologists explaining Trump, but we need a comparable book with 27 psychiatrists explaining the mindset of the Trump supporters. Now, there's many subsets. You call many of them racist, which is true. I have a sister who's a Trump supporter. She's not a racist. She has a lot of black friends. But I don't understand why these people psychologically, so that this phenomena that has happened in America, do you know of a book? Or can we call into existence Bandy Lee to organize a book or someone explaining in a deep way from a social psychology standpoint the mindset? Now, they're fearful. We know they're fearful of modern change. And like the fellow from Montana was talking about all this stuff they're saying, your child goes to school in one sex and comes back other. And these are fearful people. But is there a book? Does it exist? Or should it not be compiled, a book explaining this phenomena of a deep-level psychological study of the mindset of the many subsets of Trump supporters? Do you know of a book?
I don't, Kino. I do think probably most comprehensive books on cults could be read and understood to be referencing at least a significant portion of Trump supporters, probably at least half. I mean, he's got, with his rallies, there's a group of people who literally go from rally to rally to rally. I mean, they follow him like you know, the Deadheads followed the Grateful Dead. There is a cult element to it, but there's a larger issue to here, too, and that's the media. You've got this huge right-wing, in particular talk radio, but also on television. You know, the Murdoch family has really pioneered this on three continents now. Right wing for dollars. Let's make $1 billion by promoting, you know, right wing ideology, and you know, people get indoctrinated by you know, listening to these guys. And
Tom, several weeks ago, Jeff was subbing for you, and he had Bandy Lee on there, mm-hmm. and Jeff Asker says, what's the difference between a Trump supporter and a Democratic supporter? And the music came on, and she was not able to answer that question. I thought that would be so interesting. Could you have her back on and maybe to talk about this at some point?
Sure.
The psychology of the...
Yeah, she's been on this program many times. Actually, I think we're going to have Justin Frank on next week. He's also a psychiatrist. And I'll try to remember to put that question to him, Kino. Thank you.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, good talking to you, as always. And take good care of yourself, Kino. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your call. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 1,250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's all over. The Israeli military says it has completed its air attacks on Iran. Announced about 3 hours ago, Israel says it targeted military sites in retaliation for attacks by Iran and the militant groups it supports. The U.S. says it was not involved. Sources tell ABC News that Chinese government hackers have targeted cell phones connected with both major presidential campaigns. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
U.S. officials have been warning for weeks as we get closer to Election Day that China, Russia, and Iran have stepped up their efforts to hack. That appears to be the case.
Vice President Kamala Harris criticizing former President Trump for repeating that migrants entering illegally has made America a garbage can. Harris says she'll sign a bipartisan border security bill that Trump helped kill because he wanted to run on the issue. A deadly outbreak of E. coli tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has expanded. At least 75 people sick. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator says he'll cross party lines to vote for Kamala Harris. Rob Coles, who's represented Green Bay for more than four decades, told our Mark Becker the choice was clear.
Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution. The country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do.
You can hear the whole interview on the Civic Media podcast, Rational Revolution. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ron Johnson talked with Earl Ingram about respecting the election results.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system.
There have been no proven claims of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season one will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Right now it's 36.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey in college today.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, President Biden apologizes for the atrocities of the Indian boarding schools. Also, why won't the LA Times or the Washington Post endorse this election cycle? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberrying.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superberrying, spelled B-E-R-I-N-E, superberrying.com. And to get that free month's supply and 15% off, use the code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Where freedom's flaming ignites, there's a beacon shining brightly in the darkest nights. From the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lakes.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. David in San Pedro, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to call out evangelicals now. I'm agnostic, but I love Jesus for teaching compassion and nonviolence. But I have to take their support of Trump kind of personally because my daughter, as I've told you before, is nonbinary. And, you know, it just seems like his whole rhetoric is putting us in danger. And, you know, again, evangelicals seem to support him, and it's kind of nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's promoting an era in America where gays were in the closet, basically, and, you know, hidden. And if they dared to come out, they got beaten or even killed. Where black people were held down with regard to economic and political opportunity and even educational opportunity, where women were second class citizens, this worldview has an appeal, sadly, David, to a lot of men. He's got apparently about a quarter of the black male vote. He's got more than half. He's got close to 60% of the white male vote. Because these kind of things seem to appeal to these folks.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, too, that I find the LGBTQ culture very inclusive and forgiving of all sorts of different sure. sexualities and things like that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I told you a couple weeks ago that I was doing a podcast with my child. Mm-hmm. And... it's finally up in a real podcast site. Can I give you the URL?
Sure, yeah, give it a plug.
Okay. It's at podomatic.com, Podomatic. Mm-hmm. And if you put podomatic.com/rustyandmilky, then you'll find it.
Cool.
And we've got 8 different episodes up now. And the most recent one, we just recorded one last weekend, for Halloween, it was all about the Rocky Horror Picture Show because we both love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. Well, David, I wish you the very best with your podcast.
Yeah, thank you. And, I think it will be instructive for people who have, children with different sexuality and things like that, and help them understand.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of us out there who have kids like that, you know, it's good, particularly for people, you know, of older generations, to have that exposure.
Yeah.
David, good on you.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Don't always talk about that particular subject on each podcast, but we pick a subject and we kind of roll with it for an hour or so.
That sounds like fun. David, good luck. I wish you the very best. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Couple of things. I'll make the first one, which is probably the shortest one. The 14th Amendment is rearing its ugly head again. Ron Johnson, Republican Senator of Wisconsin, says that he wants to end birthright citizenship, which is guaranteed under the 14th Amendment.
Right. Trump is saying that, too. In fact, he's talking about not even recognizing birthright citizenship and deporting the children of, quote, illegal aliens who were born here.
Yeah. Well, and horrible as that is, and I don't want to gloss over that point, but what I don't think people understand is, and I have always believed when they've talked about changing the 14th Amendment, they've always done it in the context of birthright citizenship. I really think that that's a red herring, mm-hmm. As is so much of what they're philosophy is regarding immigration reform.
Do you think they want to go after the equal protection provisions?
How did you figure out where I was going with this? Aren't you the brilliant man? Not just equal protection, due process. You're entitled to due process before the government takes your life, your liberty, or your property.
Exactly.
Imagine you come home and you're locked out of your house and there's a sign that says owned by the U.S. government. Nobody told you. You didn't get a hearing. You didn't get a chance to figure out why.
Or owned by BlackRock. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
You know, you have to have a way to fight back.
Exactly. Also, the 14th Amendment covers prohibiting insurrectionists from holding office.
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court gutted that last year.
Yeah. And then paying the nation's debt, i.e. Social Security,
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. Remember that the debt shall not be questioned. That's 14th Amendment.
Yep.
So there's so many ways in which whenever I hear 14th Amendment, all sorts of warning sirens go off in my head because too many people focus solely on birthright citizenship and don't know what else might be on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to put that out there. Second thing, regarding opening of envelopes for mail-in ballots, so I'm going to give you an opposing view. One of the problems with opening the ballots before Election Day is, in some respects, what better way to know how many people you have to turn out or how many votes you need to get?
Well, the information is supposed to be kept confidential.
And that's the problem.
You're arguing that's probably not possible.
Well, I mean, we've seen, even here in Georgia, where we had a county election clerk who allowed people to get access to the machines and apparently download the source code for the machines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a part of me that, while I understand the concern that you've been expressing, what you're really concerned about is that the Republicans are taking advantage of what might be a legitimate reason not to open the ballots early. They're turning that around as a, and therefore there must be some kind of fraud.
I get that, Marie, but there's you know, more than half the states where the mail-in mm-hmm. ballots and the early voting ballots are tabulated on a day-to-day basis, and mm-hmm. you know, running totals are compiled, and then they get just dumped into the full total on Election Day, and with no problem. You know, nobody leaking anything. I'm not sure we have exit polling right now, and mm-hmm. and of course there's other kinds of polling as well that would probably, you know, also be able to inform either political party about how they're doing and, you know, where they might be, you know, wanting to focus their efforts. I'm not sure that's a real concern. I think they're just trying to gum up the works.
Yeah, I think, in some respects, both things can be true.
That's true. Yeah.
Which is essentially what I'm saying, that there is a risk to opening mm-hmm. them early, but there is also a party that is willing to use that risk to its rhetorical advantage.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
So that's all I want to point out.
Well, good one. Thank you, Marie. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. By the way, I just wanted to mention for everybody, it was just reported that the Washington Post is going to, billionaire-owned Washington Post is going to join the billionaire-owned Los Angeles Times in not endorsing anybody this year for president. Great. Joel in Somerset, New Jersey. Hey, Joel, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I thought I'd give you a little chuckle. You're familiar with the Rasmussen poll, I guess, right?
I am, yeah. They tend to swing right. They're a favorite of the Fox News folks.
Oh, yeah. And that's why 538.com, which aggregates polls in general, won't use results from Rasmussen anymore because they're so skewed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got a call from Rasmussen a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
It's an automated call, you know, press one for indicate your gender and so on and so forth. But, you know, they started off by saying this is a survey regarding your political interests in the upcoming election, blah, blah, blah. Right. So, you know, you go through the rigmarole of press one for this, press two for that. I'm going to say maybe five questions into it. I had the last two things that I gave them were that I was Jewish and that I was a registered Democrat. And then I heard, thank you, no more questions.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. That's interesting. So Rasmussen is looking for Republicans to poll. Huh.
Yep. That's my interpretation.
Yeah. Or maybe they may, you know, sometimes, well, you know, they might have figured that they already had your demographic covered in the proportions that they wanted. I mean, you know, it's theoretically possible, I suppose.
Yeah. But I guess I hadn't thought about that. I guess that's a possibility. But
yeah, but I think more likely.
The bottom line is that 538.com considers their polling to be so invalid that they will no longer include their results.
Yeah, at 538.com, it includes some pretty right-wing polls. Joel, thanks. Thanks for the report from the field. I appreciate it. It's good to hear from you. 45 minutes past there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with your call.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. And to get 20% off, the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Loud and clear, hope radio's always near. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on this Anything Goes weekend. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I'd like to bring it to your attention and the listeners that the Trump rally at the Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is the 27th. The doors open at noon, and the rally starts at 5. The Madison Square Garden's capacity is just under 20,000.
All right.
Can you imagine what an event that is going to be?
It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's serious.
Yeah.
I would be worried if I were people... Please, anyone holding down the traffic for this.
Yeah,
go ahead. There is a Go ahead.
I was just going to say people should go over to YouTube and just plug into the little search bar at the top, A Night in the Garden. There's a little 20-minute movie about the last big Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden. Back to you, Diane.
I was going to mention that. Here's something people can do. Watch the Nazi rally that was in 32, or was it 32 or 39? And then, I'm sure they'll televise Trump's rally.
Mm-hmm.
And make make a comparison. See how many things are alike. Because how do you hold down that behavior of 20,000 people packed in one? And you know what Trump rallies are like.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that is going to be scary. And there is a website. I don't know if you want it, but where you can sign it if you want to see it. Mm. Sign up for this rally. And sign up for it on your phone.
For the Trump rally?
You can sign up. Yes. You want the website address?
Oh, are you suggesting people should do that in order to basically mess with them?
Oh, or, they can do anything they want to do, but I'm just saying that President Donald J. Trump to hold a rally in New York, and it says you may register up to 2 tickets per mobile phone number.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Per the event.
Sure. What's
and
the website?
All tickets
Diane?
Are subject. Here we go. Event.DonaldJTrump.com.
Okay.
And it says how it starts. The doors open at noon, and the event starts at 5. And then even down at the bottom, it says you will not be registered until you verify by phone. So this is serious.
Yeah, they want your phone number so that they can call you and text you forever and ask you for money.
And there's also the button up in the upper right-hand corner, contribute.
Yeah, of course there is. Of course there is.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
Diane.
And Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, is going to be there, too.
Oh, of course he is. He's a smarmy little toad.
Can you imagine how the Republican Party is pulling its hair out over this?
Oh, I think they're loving it. I think they're loving it.
The GOP Republican Party?
It's been taken over by Nazis.
But I mean, if this happened for the Democratic Party, I would be upset that they're tarnishing.
But our party hasn't been taken over by Nazis, Diane.
True point.
Let's just call a spade a spade here. This is what it is, or a club, or a heart, whatever. Diane, thank you for the call.
This rally is a serious event. 20,000 chairs,
yep.
seats.
Yep. I want to get one more call in here before the hour runs out. Thank you, Jennifer in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Jennifer, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Greetings from Reno. I'm a precinct organizer here
Good
in Reno for the Washoe County Dems. Yes, you have inspired me over the years. Our esteemed John Ralston has been reporting on the early voting numbers here, and Republicans are outpacing Democrats in voting by about 26,000 statewide. So I just wanted to kind of raise the alarm to everyone and tell all your Nevada listeners to get out and vote. It's really important to vote early because what's happening is those numbers, the Republicans are seeing them, and more money is pouring in now for Republican candidates, like Mitch McConnell just poured a whole bunch of money into the Senate race for Sam Brown, who's against abortion, who's running against our Senator Jackie Rosen. So just raising the alarms that we Democrats have got to get out here and vote.
Yeah. Now, I heard a discussion about this morning on TV, and one of the people said, don't worry about that. Republicans are, while they're discouraging mail-in voting because they intend to have people challenging mail-in signatures, to try to get mail-in votes kicked out, they are encouraging early voting because it's actual in-person voting. So that may have something to do with those numbers, and it may be that the Democrats are doing the mail-in voting. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yes, we will see. I already cast my vote proudly for Harris and Democrats up and down the ballot.
Good on you, Jennifer. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for listening to
thanks
us on
Tom.
SiriusXM. Yeah, he's back at you. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of the break. I got a lot for you. The Harris plan versus the Trump plan, the economy, the cargo, and Elon Musk. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.